views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. Today is a Friday. It is January the 12th. January the 12th, 2018. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that. And would love for you, if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Then hit star star. We'll see you in queue and we'll bring you up. And we will definitely, I think I messed up. Nope. Look forward to having a show with you all. So hopefully everything will go well, which it is, and we'll have a great, great show. We'd love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star, star. So with that being said, everyone, let's get started with today's show. But before we can get into today's show, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And how you can do that, go to the website for this network of www.blacktalkradionetwork. There you'll see the donation prompt. Give some of your financial energy. Everyone, if you would just give a dollar, or if everyone would join BTR community for $24 a year, Black Talk Radio Network will be will continue to be able to air going forward in the future. This will be the last year if we do not get the overall support of the people. And it doesn't, it should be the people that listen to the show every day should, I'm going to tell you, this is how things change in your life. When you start doing the fundamental things will start to apply in your life, and that's why you should be doing it. And it should not be required that a few people bear the overall responsibility of supporting the network. It should be everyone that is using the network. As my grandmother used to say, if you're going to open the refrigerator door, make sure you go shopping to fill it back up. So if you're going to open the refrigerator door, make sure that you shop to fill it back up. And Black Talk Radio Network needs your support to be able to go forward. And that is very, very critical. So you can do that by donating. You can donate whatever it is that you want. All donations are greatly appreciated. If you could give $5 a month, you can give $10 a month. If you can just give $20 every 2 months, or if you can just give, $1 every month, if every listener does something that can do something, and you know who you are, because you can lie to others, you can't lie to yourself, you can't lie to the great creator. So you know if you're able to do some things. So make that sacrifice. Make sure the Black Talk Radio Network is here going forward in the future, especially for some of the things that's going to be happening. You want this to be a free network. So and based off of its nonprofit organization. But my man Scotty, I'm not going to let Scotty go anywhere. So, and we're going to have to do some things. If this isn't the way things are going to be going, okay, cool. We'll have some other things, and we will make sure, because this brother and this network is too valuable, okay? For those that partake, for them not to support, there are many that do support and partake, so we'll focus on those individuals. So that's very, very important. You could also go to BTR Community, be part of the social media network, and engage in your social media activities via BTR Community that was put together just for you, so that you could have a more succinct and more holistic and a better way of engaging in social media activities through a membership. And this is where you won't be as adversely affected. You won't be crowdfunded against, and you will actually be able to promote things, promote or post things about you, your business, or any other business, or anything that you would like to bring exposure to. You could do that there in a way that's more organic and more grassroots. So come on over to BTR Community, be a part of it, and benefit from it all. So definitely, definitely do that. $24 a year. Okay. Also, everyone, I'm going to next week have some classes about coins of change. Trade Coin Club has shut down. Boo. It's a great platform. But I tell you, this is making coins of change even more valuable. Coins of change has added some things. They're going to be allowing you to use Ethereum relatively soon. They have a new matrix, a sapphire matrix. I want to give you all of that information to start, so that you all can start gaining from that. I'm actually going to be doing some YouTube videos for Coins of Change and placing them inside of YouTube, David W. And if you want to follow some of the ones we have already, I'm going to be doing some better ones and some more. Have to get the right equipment and just have the time, man, to do it. So I'm going to have to go get a camera, a stationary camera, a good camera, and just start recording some of these YouTube videos. So we'll be doing that. Looking forward to doing that for you all that are in Coins of Change. Man, if you're in Coins of Change, make sure you make your contributions so that you can receive more contributions. Don't just let if you're eligible to upgrade your upgrade and start having your account start to grow and start taking things out of your account so that you'll be able to benefit from this platform. It's a great platform. We're going to be explaining that. Also, if you like to acquire real money, you can go to prosperitymint.com, and grab some of the, and you can trade your currency, your slave's wage, for real money. Check out what's there, then email info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com. Okay? So with that being said, we're going to jump into today's show. Today's show is a Financial Friday. And the topic of today's show is when China shuts the U.S. out from international transaction, people here will suffer. When China shuts the U.S. out from international transaction, people here will suffer. That's today's show, and we're going to be taking a look at that. But before we get into that, we're going to jump into what's in the news. And once again, if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. We'll see you in queue. So let's jump into what's in the news. First article I got from oilprice.com, 3 million barrels per day could go offline in 2018. Venezuela's oil production has been falling for years, but 2018 could mark a new dark chapter for the South American nation. Last year, Venezuelan government defaulted on millions of dollars worth of debt, which with larger and more significant payments maturing this year. Now, I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, this is all that oil is going to be sold and used for strategical reason and as strategical reserves for war. And who do you think Venezuela is going to be giving their oil to? Not the U.S. Guarantee it. Not the U.S. And all those that will be engaging in military confrontations with the U.S. is who they'll they'll be giving their oil to. So this is all a part of the setup. So check out that article, and you can say goodbye to cheap oil, ladies and gentlemen. It's about to get really expensive pretty soon. One of the feature articles that we're going to go back to is from Bloomberg. China weighs slowing or halting purchasing of U.S. Treasury. We need to read this. Very, very, very important. And this was from the other day. China added to the bond investors' jitters on Wednesday as traders brace for what they fear could be the end of a three-decade bull market. So we're going to check out that article. Very, very important, because this is the highlight, one of the highlight articles of today. Next article comes from RT, and it's significant. It goes everything with it. North Korea says that its bombs are aimed at the U.S., not their southern brethren, China or Russia. And this was an article that we posted earlier this week, but it's very, very important that this article be a part of today's show, because this is the economic portion of it all, because the war has already been won. The war has already been won. So check out that. Next article, very significant for today's show. Iran sanctions will help China petro-yuan. And that is how they're going to cut the U.S. out. Next article from the Washington Post. Trump derails protections for immigration for immigrants from shithole countries. Celebrity figure pimp Donald Trump got frustrated with lawmakers on Thursdays in the Oval Office when he discussed protecting immigrants from Haiti, El Salvador, and African countries as part of a bipartisan immigration deal, according to several people briefed at the meeting. Celebrity figurehead Trump says, why are we having all these people from shithole countries coming here? And my commentation, commentary on this was, the purge, folks, the purge is real, and you need to prepare. This is all a part of the purge, ladies and gentlemen, all a part of the purge. Next article from AP News, the latest Haiti shock. Haiti shocked by immigration comments from celebrity figurehead Trump. Next article is going to be, we're going to check this YouTube video out as part of today's, and you're going to hear from the celebrity figurehead Treasury Secretary. He stated his name is Steve Mnuchin. I call him Steve Mnuchin. And speaking to Economic Club in Washington. So check out that article. Next article from Paul Craig Roberts, another step towards Armageddon. Check out that article. Remember yesterday I said that when the cryptocurrencies was down, it was all a setup, because they were saying that it was down because South Korea was going to be banning cryptocurrencies. Well, I said, wait until tomorrow or relatively soon. Watch what happens. Lo and behold, today comes out from the South Korean news. Banning cryptocurrencies exchange needs more consultation, finance minister says. They're not going to be cutting that. They're not going to be doing it. And this is what you need to know. It's all a setup. That's how the market plays its game. Next article from Investment Watch. Is this the beginning of the end of an empire? China signals may soon stop buying U.S. Treasuries. So we'll definitely take a look at that. And this is critical. Next article from Acting Man. Why you should embrace the twilight of the debt bubble age. Very, 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 very important. So check out that article. Next article, this one comes from Veterans Today. Got to pull this one up. And this one says Syrian War Report, January the 11th, 2018. Syrian Army launches final push to capture. This is in, So the Syrian War Report, January the 11th, 2018. U.S. ISIS ties proven. So check out this article. Very, very, very important. I'm not quite sure we'll get to this one today, but significant enough for you to check out. Next article from Press TV. Burning Iranian oil tanker drifts into Japanese water. Our Iranian oil tanker that collided with a Chinese frigate and burst into flames off the Chinese coast last week is now drifting into China's exclusive economic zone. Still burning. Report said Friday. And that overall, in my opinion, that daggone oil tanker was actually torpedoed. The war has already been started. Next article comes from Russia Insider. Surging Russian-China trade further undermines the petrodollar. Another highlighted article we need to be taking a look at and putting it all together, because you, ladies and gentlemen, here in the so-called United States are going to suffer from this if you're not prepared. Next one from Press TV. The United States offer India to replace China as business hub. Another featured article that said, no way. But this is talking about the real war that has already started and how this is going to move on. The United States has called on India to take the adequate steps to become the new regional business hub for American enterprise that increasingly finds difficulties in China. U.S. Ambassador to India was quoted by media saying his first steps in the office that India could replace both China and as an alternative business point. No way in the world, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to happen. This is the war. This is the war. This is the war. You need to know and be thoroughly prepared for it. Next article, got this from Anti-Media. Israel keeps bombing Syria and nobody is doing anything about it. That's all going to change relatively soon. Next article from Active Post. Well, let me go back to this last article. This is really how the war has expanded and is only going to continue to expand. And we are a couple of events away from the everyday person here realizing that there is a oh shoot moment. But they're not going to use the word shoot. Next article from Active Post. Now in effect, Virginia law takes first step to support sound money. Very, very, very important. Financial Friday is probably one of the last things that we take a look at. Next article, Russia Insider. Another multi-billion dollar Russian bridge, this time near Japan. Whew. All coming together, y'all. Check out that article. Next article from Press TV. Trump attempting to sabotage the Iranian nuclear deal. Next article from Active Post. When your bank fails, don't walk, run. When your bank fails, don't walk, run. This is why you need to be ahead of the game in position yourself and leverage yourself accordingly, because things are going to be changing relatively soon. Next article from the South China Morning Post. Why the record trade surplus with the U.S. could be a headache for Beijing. Next article from South China Morning Post. In the world's first freest economy, there are many ways for startups to find success. That's because the beacon of freedom is now moved, ladies and gentlemen, outside of what you have commonly referred to as the United States. Next article from Russia Insider, from Vladimir Putin, celebrity figurehead, president of Russia. Vladimir Putin says, we know the U.S. was behind the failed drone swarm attack on our Syrian air base. In so many words, Putin has said that the failed drone swarm attack on Russian air base was the handwork of the United States. Speaking at a meeting with editors of the Russian paper, he said that those provocations aimed at disrupting the early agreements in the first place. And basically, the U.S. is now attacking Russian forces outright, and Russian forces will be doing the same. And I anticipate probably next week or somewhere in the coming week, you get used to this one, caliber missile. Watch what happens. You'll hear about a caliber missile, something happening somewhere in the Middle East or in the Syrian area where a caliber missile is used. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to blast on Americans, but the U.S. will not admit it. But believe me, Russia is going to respond. They've been responding to the U.S. Next article from Politico magazine. L.A. Ramon posted this one. Want to strike North Korea? It's not going to go the way you think. Check out that article. Good article. Next one from Business Insider. L.A. Ramon posted this one. The U.S. should be very worried about the drone attack on Russian base in Syria. Russia claimed to have electronically brought down 3 of the 13 drones that swarmed his military base in Syria. A drone expert told Business Insider that the U.S. military did not have the technology to bring down a swarm, does not have the technology to bring down a swarm of drones. Either Russia is lying or it has technology that the U.S. doesn't have. I would say that one. check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one from Yoon Dark. In Listening In, a surveillance expert warns that no secret is safe. Check out that article. Next article, I posted this one from Snake Hole Lounge. Feds paid $29.3 billion to banks not to lend in 2017, exceeding reserves. The Feds earned $80.2 billion for Treasury. Check out that article. It's all the setup. Sad, sad, sad. Next one from Bloomberg. Trump calls Haiti. African nations. Oh, well, we kind of covered that one already. So that's what's in the news. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We'll see you in queue and definitely will bring you up. Want to get into today's show. So very, very important. I want to lay this out. There's something that I want to play for you all from the celebrity figurehead Steve Mnuchin. I want you to hear what he talks about with gold. I want you to hear what he talks about with Bitcoin, and hear what he talks about the global economy and where things is going. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it's all over for the U.S. And listen to the ubiquitous fraud that goes on that he is basically admitting to. Very, 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 very important. So we're going to start that for today's show. And this is a part of why China and how China has positioned itself to be able to cut the economic lights out on the U.S. and is going to do just that, because now it no longer needs the U.S. and it's more of a burden than it is a opportunity. So let's jump into, let me just see. Oops. 1 second, let me just cue this up. And then we're going to come back and check out some articles, and then we're going to talk about why this is significant and why this is important. 1 second. Okay, so let me just get this set up. So at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, this is going to be about 20 minutes long. Very, very, very important that you hear. And this was from today. This was current today, Friday, the 12th of January, 2018. So here we go. Let me pull this up. Oops. One second. Okay.
A bunch of Democrats, as you can appreciate, people like you would call me up and ask for favors. Not you, I might add, but people like you. And, you know, I did write some checks, but I've always been a Republican.
And most of your friends, though, in Hollywood area probably were.
I want you to hear this once again. This is the celebrity figurehead Treasury Secretary talking about the checks that he wrote to Democrats and then people calling up to the Democratic Party and people calling up for favors, implying before he was the Secretary of Treasury, but still really listen to it. It's all a play, and it's the ubiquitous fraud that's here. Here we go.
Well, I gave money to a bunch of Democrats, as you can appreciate, people like you would call me up and ask for favors. Not you, I might add, but people like you. And, you know, I did write some checks, but I've always been a Republican.
And most of your friends, though, in Hollywood area probably were liberal Democrats. So when they heard you were doing this, did they call you and say, what are you doing?
Yes.
And have they come to try to get favors from you since then, or if they leave you alone now?
They haven't tried to get favors. I would say, you know, even a lot of people who were skeptical have come around, seeing the economic plan and seeing what this has done to the economy and the markets.
Okay, so he was elected president. Did you think he was going to win at the end?
I told you, I was 100% convinced. And even at the end, when we were seeing the Florida polling numbers, I was hearing from people on the ground, I said, these polls are not right. He's going to win Florida, and he will win.
Okay, So he called you and said, how would you like to be Secretary of Treasury? And did you have any doubt you wanted to do that job?
Actually, he didn't call me right after he won. I was part of the transition. And actually, he put me, even though I knew him well and everything else, he put me through an interview process like other people. And being the good former investment banker, I showed up with my yellow pad and had a whole presentation and kind of walked him through what I would do if I had the job. And that's literally still the game plan that I'm operating on today.
And so when he offered you the job, did you realize that the IRS audits every year the tax returns of the Secretary of the Treasury, and you would have to be audited every year? And was that okay with you? You had no problems?
I didn't. Matter of fact, I will tell you. One of the things I knew I'd have to sell I'd have to sell everything. You know, that didn't bother me. I did not realize how difficult the process was of going through a confirmation. I think I delivered like literally 8,000 pages. I mean, and the most ridiculous part is, you know, I'd say I'm selling, you know, this. I literally sold everything, and they're still, well, we want to look at every investment.
So how much did it cost in legal and accounting fees?
It cost a lot. I won't say it here, and we're on live TV, but it was very expensive.
Okay, so what's the best part about being Secretary of Treasury, other than interviews like this?
It's definitely not interviews like this. Although I'm always happy to be here, and this is a great
right. So the best part is second to this.
It is by far the most interesting thing I've ever done. And I think the thing that's great about this job is it touches on so many different aspects of the government. So obviously a big focus of what I do is domestic and international finance. But a big component of what we do is manage all the sanctioned programs. So whether it's Iran, whether it's North Korea, whether it's Venezuela, whether it's Russia, kind of I'm a member of the National Security Council, and this is a big part of the strategy that we employ for foreign policy. So the job touches on a big part of this, and I'd say the other thing that's great is we have the best location. We got the best building in the best location. Matter of fact, the president, every time he flies in Marine One, he's like, your building's a lot bigger than my building.
No,
but the best thing is it's 6 minutes from my office to his office and 6 minutes back.
But his button is bigger than anybody else's, right?
That is true.
And is there a secret tunnel under the Treasury building that goes to the White House?
Actually, there was a tunnel at one point. I won't tell you whether the tunnel exists or not, but I will tell you I don't use the tunnel. I literally walk out of the steps. They open a little gate for me. I walk into the East Wing. I walk through the East Wing, through the Rose Garden, into the West Wing.
So you made a trip that got a lot of attention to Fort Knox. Is our gold really there?
It is.
And why do we need all that gold? Because who cares about the gold anymore? Well, why do we need it?
Well, that's a good question. I think is you know, at one point we were on the gold standard. That's how we got all the gold.
Okay, let me stop there. And the commentator or the moderator, they ask these stupid questions because they want people to be as naive as ever. But if you hear minutia, he couldn't hide that he was lying about the tunnel, couldn't hide that he was lying about gold. And that's why the people laughed. If you notice that, everybody's, is the gold still there? And he said, yeah, and everybody laughed. Because they know that gold is not theirs. And they know that gold is not there for them. And that gold is been gone. But see, what he's going to lie about, and he said that the U.S. used to be on the gold standard. No, the U.S. is still on the gold standard. They just don't want you to be on the gold standard. How do you know the U.S. is still on the gold standard? Because they still, from the U.S. Mint, they create American gold eagles. And constitutionally, they create that not for the citizens, because you as a citizen of the United States is not under the Constitution at all. The Constitution was not written for you.
It was actually written for the reason why the U.S. Mint still to this day makes American silver eagles and American gold eagles for those that are under the Constitution that they pay them in silver and gold to. They don't pay you in silver and gold. Always been on a gold standard, always will be. But they don't want, that's why the wage of a king is gold, the wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver, the wage of a slave is debt. If they pay you in debt, that's because that's what this system sees you as, a slave. They make American silver eagles for their ladies and their gentlemen. They make the gold coins for their kings and the queens, that they pay out their debts to them. It's a big setup. And the sooner we realize and position ourselves accordingly, no longer will that system be able to adversely affect us. So listen to what he says. Very important.
Much of the gold was bought during that period of time. And
Stop. The gold was, using the word bought, no, the actual gold that they were able to put in to Fort Knox was it was a robbery by force and fear. They signed an executive order. Roosevelt signed an executive order that had no legal standing, that couldn't be enforced, told the everyday people, hand in your gold and we'll pay you for that gold at your local bank, Federal Reserve Bank. And what did the people do? They handed in their gold. They didn't. It was no gold confiscation. It was a silver confiscation because silver is more valuable. But it was never gold confiscation. Just like you used to see cash for gold places all over the country, that's because that was the system trying to get as much of your gold out of your physical possession, because that's real money. They didn't want you to have real money. The only thing that they wanted you to live by was by a slave's wage. So they had that cash for gold scheme back in 1930s, in the 30s, and then they had that cash for gold scheme in the mid-2000s, late-2000s, and now that they have no more, they realize that you don't see those cash for gold places anywhere anymore, because the general population here in the United States doesn't have any more gold. They sold it all for pieces of paper, worthless nothing. So listen up. Here it goes.
You know, it's been a good asset. So, attention to Fort Knox. Is our gold really there? It is. And why do we need all that gold? Because who cares about the gold anymore? Well, why do we need it? Well, that's a good question, I think, is you know. At one point, we were on the gold standard. That's how we got all the gold. Most of the gold was bought during that period of time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been a good asset. So, you know, we've got gold there, and we also have gold at the New York Fed. So,
and it's well protected.
I've actually had the opportunity to see both of them.
They're well protected. They have guards around the clock and everything?
It's classified, so I won't tell you what's around the clock, but it's very well protected.
Hey, what about Bitcoin? Are you comfortable with that currency, and what do you think the U.S. government should do about it? Should we encourage it, discourage it?
Do you own any?
I actually don't. I don't own any of it. I don't understand it. I own no Bitcoin. I don't even know what it is, really. But
I just wanted to check. You see how they downplay? This is such a scam, and we as the everyday people have to be able to read through these lies and see what they're really about. What's motivating this? What's the real intention? And first, we have to get ourselves to know the difference between currency and money, and know the difference between pricing and value. We need to no longer be price sensitive, because when we're price sensitive, we're never value aware. And so we continue to have ourselves being fleeced daily. So I'm going to let you hear what he says about Bitcoin. Listen closely and think for yourself.
I know I missed the boat on that, but is that something that you're Are you comfortable with that currency? And what do you think the U.S. government should do about it? Should we encourage it, discourage it?
Do you own any?
I actually don't. I don't own any.
I
own no Bitcoin. I don't even know what it is, really. But so I know I missed the boat on that. But is that something that you're worried about
missed
that could
boat.
Replace the dollar as a currency?
And so, I mean, first, let me say, we are very focused on cyber currencies, crypto. Whether you call them cryptocurrencies, cyber currencies, we're very focused on this. And actually, at the last FSOC meeting that I chaired, we set up a working group. We're working with all the regulators. So really, the biggest issue, I have two issues with them that we're focused on. One is we want to make sure that bad people cannot use these currencies to do bad things. So in the United States, and people may not realize this, under our laws, if you have a wallet to own Bitcoins, that company has the same obligation as a bank to know your customer. So in the United States, we have rules that for money laundering, for all different types of things, we can track those activities. The rest of the world doesn't have that. So one of the things we will be working very closely with the G20 on is making sure that this doesn't become the Swiss numbered bank accounts. The other concern I have is there's a lot of speculation in this. And, you know, I want to make sure that consumers who are trading this understand the risks, because, you know, I am concerned that consumers could get hurt.
Or do you worry that, like, Russia was announced, and it was a legitimate government report, maybe fake news, I don't know, but that Russia is thinking of coming up with its own cryptocurrency as a way to get around sanctions. Is that something you're worried about?
Not at all. No, I mean, I don't think that's a concern.
Okay.
I mean, there are countries, and again, this is something actually I've spoken to the Fed about. So there's cryptocurrencies like a Bitcoin, which, you know, effectively it's instead of euros or dollars, you have a different currency. There are central banks that are thinking of, instead of issuing cash, physical cash, issuing a digital currency. So, I mean, the Fed has contemplated and looked at, and I don't think they have any intention of doing this in the near term. You could issue digital dollars. The Fed and we don't think there's any need for that at this point.
Right. Talk about physical currency. There's a picture of you getting, I guess, $1 bills, I guess it was.
Okay, so I'm going to stop it there real quick. Did you hear what was said there? This is what I've been always telling you. Instead of creating cash, they wanted to create digital. So this is the whole setup with the cryptocurrency, why you need to know what's happening, what the true intentions are of this system. The bankers who this celebrity figurehead really works for, the banking institutions, created it. And they want to try to create the diversion like they didn't create it, so that you say you're sticking it to the man and everything else, when in actuality you're falling right into their trap. And see, the cryptocurrency isn't widely recognized right now, but it is growing exponentially. This is how you know that it's not yet going to be used the way that they want to use it. But if you hear what he was saying, he basically was saying that, yes, the banks are going to be doing that. They're going to be creating this, and they're thinking about it. And they said that they don't want, he says that they don't want Bitcoin in bad people's, who could possibly be any worse than the sovereign federal governments of the world? They are political serial killers. And they do it under the laws that they create that they don't have to obey, by creating debt that they don't have to pay, by declaring wars that they don't have to fight. Who's the foolish one? We are, because we follow this stuff. We follow this stuff. We don't think independently for ourselves. And right now, the fix is in. This is why he used the word regulate, because the word regulate means to establish a fix or regulations, to regulate, fix, by control. to establish a regulated fix and control. Because that's what they're doing, and we don't really look at these things economically to know when we're being had. To know when we're being had, and we are definitely, definitely being had. You should use this stuff for what it should be used for. It's a currency. You use all currencies to send the fraudulent. You use currencies to protect yourself from a fraudulent debt contract and to mitigate and to actually protect yourself from a fraudulent contract. To remove the liability of a fraudulent contract on being on you, and you give it back to the fraudster. So what should happen is everyone should be returning their overall currency back to the system by getting assets. Oh, they would have a fit when everybody does that. Because when you control resources, you tell the economy what to do. When they pay you debt instruments, the economy enslaves you. And that's what he's talking about here. So let's pick back up when he's going to talk about very, very important stuff that you need to know. Here we go.
From the Treasury, and every secretary signs it. Do you have to improve your handwriting before you actually put it on? Did you practice it?
I did, because I'll tell you, my signature, I'm sure like yours, was perfected from signing lots of documents in like a nanosecond, but was completely illegible. So now my signature is really neat, and of course I've now been criticized that it's too neat on the bill.
But if you actually sign a check with your real signature and then you sign the dollar bill this way, if people can compare that, maybe...
Oh, actually, David, I thought of that problem. And now I have institutionalized my neat signature. So I've sent new documents to the banks and signed checks that way as well.
So your predecessor said that, I guess, on the $20 bill, we would change some parts of it. But actually, he left office before that could happen. It takes a couple of years to get to change the currency. Have you any plans to change what he proposed, or what are you thinking about the $20 bill?
So, you know, as you mentioned, previous administration looked at changing the currency. Let me first start with, you know, kind of why we changed the currency. And the reason why we changed the currency is all about counterfeiting. So there have been changes to the currency over time. If you look at the $100 bill, there's certain features that obviously you can now see. There's actually certain features that are in the bills that you can't see, that only machines can see and detect whether they're counterfeit or not. So I have met with the Secret Service. I have met with the Fed. We are working. Our focus is working on the next kind of security features in the bill, and you know, kind of this is years away.
Okay, but on the question of whether you will still have Harriet Tubman,
we haven't made any decisions as to whether we'll change the bill or we won't change the bill in terms of that. But again, our the money's been a certain way for a long period of time, and we'll look at whether we change it or not.
Okay. When you mentioned the Fed, it was reported in the press that you had recommended that Jay Powell become the chairman of the Fed. Was that your recommendation?
So I'm not going to comment specifically. I was very involved in a recommendation to the president. I'm not going to comment on who I recommended or who I didn't. But I would say I'm very supportive of Jay in this job. We look forward to him. I think Janet Yellen has done a great job, and I look forward to now working with Jay.
How frequently do you meet with the chairman of the Fed?
Every week. So we alternate. We meet every week, alternating between their office and my office.
And if you ever say, well, maybe interest rates should stay low, it would be helpful to the economy, you can't quite give them a prod about what to do on interest rates? Or
no, I mean, I respect the independence of the interest rate decisions. We talk about what the impact of the economy is. We talk about regulatory issues. We talk about international issues. I mean, it's interesting because when I started these meetings, it's like, what are we going to have to talk about every week? And I will tell you, there's not been a week where Janet Yellen and I have not literally spent an hour talking about important things. And a lot of times they're very different issues.
So is it awkward? It was reported in the press that you were recommending somebody other than her and you still were meeting with her. Did that get to be awkward in those meetings?
No.
Okay. So the economy. What are you projecting for the economy this year in terms of growth, inflation rate, unemployment rate?
Okay. So I wanted to play that so that you could see a couple of things. And one was the lies about the gold and the lies about the cryptocurrency and what's really, really happening here. And then we talked about, towards the end, he talked about creating a new currency and why they changed it because of counterfeiting. Well, once again, it's a huge lie. The actual currency that the United States uses, the dollar bill and all the forms of its debt instruments, those Federal Reserve notes, all of those are counterfeit. They're counterfeiting you, and because of that, the adverse side of that is waging a silent war against us all, and we don't really recognize it. And that silent war is very critical to subjugation and enslavement. They are stealing your energy by giving you worthless nothings. Worthless nothings while actually harvesting and taking your energy for their benefit. And it's an elaborate theatrics that they follow to do that. The thing is that we got to stop watching TV. We got to stop allowing ourselves to be systematically trained and conditioned to always be the bearers or the audience of the drama of lies. And until we become more sincere with ourselves, these types of activities will happen and continue. So I wanted to bring that all to you all today, so that you could hear it. And what he was definitely saying was critical as to laying out what's going to be happening next. What's going to happen next is they're going to attempt to go to the G20 and try to get some overall cryptocurrency agreement, and they're going to get smacked down. The reason why they're going to get smacked down, because the U.S. is thoroughly going through a purge right now, and that's what the system wants. This is why countries are kicking out U.S. clients. But it's not just in the cryptocurrency space, banking and all financial matters, because the U.S. is on the outs now, ladies and gentlemen, and it is high time for you to start preparing yourselves accordingly for that. Because when, as this continues to pick up steam and pick up speed, the overall buyer of last resort is going to be you. You're going to be working longer for less and have less purchasing power, because you will be relying on the same thing that the system taught you to rely on, that being the almighty dollar that they call and the God that they trust. And in effect, we grow up worshiping as well. So, very, very important that you know and that you abandon this ideology as soon as you possibly can. Because when you don't, you just put yourselves and we put ourselves further in the grips of this system. Very, very important. So listen, we're getting ready to go. We got like 5 minutes. We got my man Roz that's in queue. Definitely want to go to him. Before we go to the commercial break, and we'll probably go into after the commercial break with that, and then we're going to go back and go into the second part of the show. So without further ado, my man Roz is in queue. Let's go to Roz. Roz, welcome to Tando Radio Show. Go ahead, brother. What says you?
Peace and love to you. Peace to Scotty as well. That was an interesting video with Mnuchin. I can't stand that son of a bitch.
Mnuchin. I call him Mnuchin. Yeah. That's his real name.
Yeah, Mnuchin's a perfect name. Well, I call him Manure.
Amen.
But what's interesting about what he was saying you were so right that he was masking a lot of stuff with what he was saying. Because even with the Bitcoin stuff, I just sent you an article that's really short that I want to read to you briefly. And the
Go ahead.
Because they're now talking about allowing us to pay our taxes in Bitcoin. It's called Next Up, Paying Uncle Sam Taxes in Bitcoin. The ink is barely dry on President Trump's tax legislation, and a new bill has surfaced in Arizona that kicks things up another notch. The bill proposes using Bitcoin to pay state income taxes, and it was submitted by Senator Warren Peterson and David Farnsworth, as well as Reps Travis Grantham and Jeff Wininger, all of whom are Republicans. SB 1091, whose short title is Income Tax Payments Bitcoin, was introduced in recent days. While the bill is specific to the state of Arizona, if it takes off, there could be a push for federal adoption of a similar policy. In addition to paying the old-fashioned way by check, the bill suggests a payment gateway such as Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies using electronic peer-to-peer systems. The department shall convert cryptocurrency payments to U.S. dollars at the prevailing rate within 24 hours after receipt and shall credit the taxpayer's account, the taxpayer's account with the converted dollar amount, unquote. The risk of doing so, of course, is tied to the volatility in Bitcoin price. For instance, the Bitcoin price in 2017 ranged from $1,000 at the start of the year to nearly $20,000 before finishing the year end at around $13,000. Indeed, Bitcoin surged by quote-unquote quadruple digits in 2017, and as long as it continues to do so, will work in the state of Arizona's favor. But in the event of a correction that exposes the state to possibly getting the short end of the stick, unless they have some hedging features integrated into the payment system, which is the approach taken by blockchain-based peer-to-peer lender Salt Lending. Arizona is not the maiden U.S. state to pursue the use of cryptocurrencies for tax payments. Last year, about this time, New Hampshire policymakers submitted a similar bill designed to allow the use of Bitcoin to pay taxes. That bill never saw the light of day. However, after overwhelmingly getting shot down, policymakers took 1 year plus to vote on the predecessor bill, and if it takes that long for the latest attempt, the Bitcoin price could be in a different stratosphere. Meanwhile, Arizona is somewhat progressive when it comes to new technology. Governor Doug Ducey, for instance, supports a sharing economy, even taking a spin in a Google self-driving car. He also signed into law in 2016 supporting blockchain and smart contracts for sales, leases, and et cetera, perhaps seemingly setting the stage for a deeper push into cryptocurrency. Nevada, meanwhile, quote, recognizes blockchain and smart contract technologies, unquote. They were also the maiden state to, quote-unquote, ban local governments from taxing blockchain use. Each state will likely take its own stance on cryptocurrencies, and more bills similar to the Arizona one could surface throughout the year, with the possible amalgamation of such policies being introduced at the federal level someday. So all of that nonsense he's talking about, yet these lawmakers are all pushing to start utilizing Bitcoin to pay what? Your taxes. So you're absolutely right. You use the right term, regulate, like Warren G. They are about to regulate, and you are not lying. The same people that are collapsing the economy now are the same people behind this technology. Thanks, good brother. I know we have to go to a break, so I'll mute my line.
Man, well said, Roz. I'm glad you... You read that. Hold on, Roz. We got to go to the commercial break because I got a question about it. I'm glad you sent it to me. I'm going to check it, but I wanted to talk to you since you're here. Okay, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tanto Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. In this last hour of the show, Roz had Roz, and if you would post that in on your page inside of BTR community, if you would throw that also in Tando Radio Show, would greatly appreciate it. It's a must, great article. One of the things that was significant in the article, they talk. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. I did post it in today's post for Tando, and I posted on BTR community. I just wanted to say a couple of things. American citizens are the most ignorant about the entire cryptocurrency space, and I would put black people at the top of that list. And a lot of our people are skeptical, which I completely understand after all the terrorism and abuse that has been laid and continues to be laid upon us. I get it. But if nothing else is a sign that they need to get a foothold on this before the tidal wave starts, that article I read, to me, is the biggest sign. Because the government's saying one thing through Mnuchin's mouth, and yet that article is telling you what's really going on, which means that eventually those dollars that black people hold so precious that we're afraid to let go of, and people are calling it, and this is no dig on those folks. I understand your skepticism, but all of those people who are more secure in holding that piece of worthless paper and those coins than getting into what's about to take over, you're going to be left holding that bag full of paper that's worthless. And when they tell you that you can no longer use dollar bills or change and you need to use Bitcoin. So we really need to think about that. And the other thing too is when you talk about the dollar, you just talked about the dollar being worshipped. That is the truest statement possible, because when you're dealing with a debt-based economy, you said it. The only reason that cryptocurrency is taking off is because people's faith or belief in that currency is superseding their faith or belief in God we trust. And that God is that green piece of paper. So what you're talking about is the religion of the dollar bill. And we are all born into that religion from birth. We're taught that this is the way to do things. But yet, if you take people's belief in that currency away, it becomes worthless, because the people are the ones who are giving it value. So now we're taking the value and our attention away from that, and more people are investing it in Bitcoin. Now the people who are behind the curve are still with the old guard, worshiping the In God We Trust dollar, while the people who are smart and ahead of the curve are getting into the Bitcoin. Because if you study how the system works, these affluent people, the Warren Buffetts and all of them, they get in this stuff early, they make trillions of dollars, and then they get out. And what do when they make that money? They convert it into assets. So we need to start doing the same thing. This is the first opportunity in history, especially with the Jobs Act that Obama wrote into law in 2012, where the average person is able to get ahead of the game the same way these rich crooks do. So take that advice, get ahead of the game, get in it, so that when things hit the fan, you're not left holding worthless paper, and you can actually say, I have cryptocurrency that I've converted into gold or silver, and I have cryptocurrency that I've utilized to get other assets that I know will sustain me and my family. I hope that article helps those skeptical black folks understand that your government is screwing you with no Vaseline. And what they're doing is they're putting minutia front and center to keep you fooled and terrified of exactly what the government in secret is all up in and preparing to take over. Thank you, my brother. That's what I wanted to add.
Well, well, well said, Roz. And that's what our whole stand has been, is that we want to make sure that you are thoroughly informed to make the best
sovereign decision that you can. The whole thing is rigged. It's all fixed. It's all already decided. Now, if you could be a fly on the wall and see what the overall decision of the fix will be, then that means the rigging of the market does not adversely affect you. And this is what's been happening, and definitely you want to trade a currency for a real asset while you still can. And this is an opportunity to do just that. Man, well said, Roz. Hold on, Roz. We got Brother Davis or Sister Davis in queue. Want to give them an opportunity to sound off as well. Brother Davis or Sister Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show. The floor is yours, Brother or Sister Davis. Go ahead.
Welcome. This is Brother Davis, and I'm going to tell you, Roz, you could have been more to the point. We've been trying to tell people that literally they have been caught into a system of belief, requires no proof, has no fact, and you focus on what you can achieve from it. And it has a savior for you that has never been physically on the earth. You prayed to him for thousands of years, and he's never come to your service or your aid. Wake up. If not, you will be left behind. There's no question. We can grab as many as you as we can, but we know, like I've always said, we are not going to survive this. This is Brother Davis. I want to let you know you're getting the best that can be gotten here at Black Talk Radio. Welcome to Tando. Back to you, Dave.
Well said, Brother Davis. So true. And that's our real effort here from everyone that's, you know, the family of Tando Radio Show, from Brother Davis to Roz to L.A. Ramon to Jerry to, you know, Brother Braggs to everyone. This is what why we're here, because we want to give you the opportunity, to my man Mel, the opportunity to think for yourself in the system. We just try to bring to you what's happening for you to make a decision, a sovereign decision, that's in your best interest through self-determination. We got Brother Braggs on, so we're going to go to Brother Braggs as well. Brother Braggs, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What says you, brother?
Peace, man. I was just sitting here. Some things I've been reading, you know, I've been reading a few things lately, but the thing that jumped in my mind is the man is made for lawful money, per 12, section, subsection 411, debt-free currency. The man is made for lawful money. Now, that concept is a deep concept right there. Is what that concept entails is like to kill the national debt. Every time you spend a debt note, you create more debt. When you make a demand for lawful money, they have to acquiesce. Because they're saying, once you demand lawful money, you redeeming it so that that debt note can't go forward and create more debt. So you make
it
clear the ledger. Now, listen to me. I read this shit hundreds of times trying to gain understanding. So if I'm off base, then let me know. And that's all you have to do. I'm a student of whatever. And everything I do is definitely educational. I don't play around wasting my time just to do something. So, this lawful money is a deep thing, though, because I was telling the guys the other day, for instance, I don't really do debit cards and credit cards. I don't roll that way. So demand for lawful money is a thing that's kind of like close to my heart, because first of all, it gives an accounting on how you handle your money. Plus, it makes them kill the debt. Understand, when I say the debt, when you say debt, debt is a bond. Also,
debt.
Not only is debt a bond, debt is basically a contract.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't even want to get too far abstract because I'm studying contracts, and it's a whole bunch of stuff dealing with parallel realities. I don't even want to go into it. You know what I'm talking about, Dave, as I roll that way.
Yes.
You're talking about the straw man, the Wizard of Oz, you know what I'm saying? The yellow brick road, things of this nature. You know, that's how we roll it. So, what is real money? Okay, the law says legal tender or real money is gold or silver. Anything else is fiat. What is fiat? Fiat is created. So when you say fiat is created, it's just like it's just made up out of nothing. You can't make gold or silver up out of nothing. It's a standard, and it's a standard that people are held to. And that's why it's been a standard for so long, because it's a standard of weight and it's a standard of measure. So wherever you go, you're going to get that same standard. And that's the whole thing. You always want a fair weight, a fair meat. And getting into this money, 1933, 1913, President Lincoln. This money has gotten three presidents killed. Federal Reserve notes. Once they instituted Federal Reserve notes. Now, look, I'm not trying to kick you. I'm just, right now, I'm just running off the top of my head. But I look at these Federal Reserve notes just like this cryptocurrency, because it's a created currency. Now, you guys, right, it's created from algorithms. See, y'all over my head. Now you're too sophisticated for me. I know the algorithms are created by machines that sit by and run these algorithms, solving certain kind of problems. And when you solve a problem, they create Bitcoin. Now, they're saying there's five different people that hold a majority of the Bitcoin. But who are these five people? They could be white supremacists. And that's the other thing behind all these things when you finance it.
Right.
You could very well be financing the Illuminati. You could be very well financing pedophile, because it's all hidden. And one of my buddies, when he expressed to me and explained to me how cryptocurrencies came to be, it was for transactions that people didn't want watched or followed or traced. So cryptocurrency came to be so you could do transactions that they couldn't follow. Now, the other point of that, we in America, as fathers, nobody's supposed to be following how you spend your money anyway. Anytime you let people start putting you on a machine where they can push a machine and see everything you got, you're in trouble. Because that means when they pull the plug, what you going to do when they pull the plug? Because at some point, right, they're going to pull the plug. You know what I'm saying? So
right,
that's why I'm trying not to get too much into the electronic world like that for myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm old school. I remember the 8-track. I remember the cassette. I remember CDs, VHR. You know, I was seeing when they created all this stuff. So I could live without it, actually, and I have. So
right,
it's just a different, right, mindset, you know. That money, man. Back to that money. What is lawful money? Gold or silver. Only gold and silver. Everything else is created. Fiat assets, paper assets. Even when you say assets, damn, you're talking about yourself. You are asset.
And it's saved at birth.
Man, at birth, you were deceiving at birth. You never born, you were deceiving at birth. That your mother turns over. You know, she informs on you. Turns you over to the state. She is unaware of what she's doing. She's complicit, yeah, in a contract. She don't even know she contracted. You see what I'm saying? As you start looking at all this stuff, everything is a contract. Everything is commerce. Commerce is criminal. 27 CFR, man, I'm saying. I used to hear people say that. I thought they were just saying something. Commerce is crime. I mean, man. And everything is commerce. Yeah. Everything.
Everything, right, my brother. No. Well said, because it's very, very important. Everything that you said, Brother Braggs, because it's what we've been trying to get across to our people, and this is why all of you are so important. As so true, Brother Otis. I'm gonna just say Otis. As of today, there are 1,384 cryptos. Yes, and that number is growing exponentially daily, and very, very true. And now let me just say this about the cryptos. Cryptocurrency is no different than cash. You should be doing the same thing with cryptocurrency. You should be doing the exact same thing. L.A. Ramon said it's 1410, Brother Otis, laugh out loud. Yeah, it is just gross. You should be doing the same thing with your cash that you do with cryptocurrency. You use it to acquire real money, real assets. The most perfect form of money, outside of you yourself as being a living entity with energy, is silver and gold. Then there's other forms of money. Food is a form of money. Food is a form of money, because it's there to sustain life. Herbs are a form of money, because for every disease that man has created, the great creator has a herb to cure it. Water is a form of money, but they're not the most perfect forms of money for different reasons. Very, very important. My man, Brother Otis says, I have a question. They are created by investors. Actually, some are already dead, L.A., so I'm not quite sure. I have a question. They are created by investors. Actually, some have already gone. Okay, yeah. And this is what I'm saying about the cryptos. This is what I'm saying about the cryptos. And don't think that I'm a supporter of the cryptocurrencies. No. What I'm always a supporter of is you leveraging Oh, I got you. That response about dead was to me. Okay, I got you. Okay, what I'm asking is what ensures them surviving? And I would just say this. There is no assurance that they will survive. This system, that the cryptocurrencies represent the system wanting to have more control over you. And because by the cryptocurrencies, they could turn the lights out on your accounts, and they can mitigate the black market. They can control that. But until the rest of the world buys into it, what should you be doing? Very, very important. One of the smartest things for you to do is to take the currency, the cryptocurrency, and transfer it into and use it as leverage to get real money. Because when you can have real money, then what need do you have for a boss? None at all. Because what happens with real money, hold on 1 second, brother, go right to you. What happens with real money is this, is that you dictate the overall economic direction of yourself and your family. This is why the U.S. Mint continues to create gold and silver coin, and they make that as payment to those individuals, those founders that so-called were the founders of the United States. They pay them and their families for perpetuity. That's how that works. Why? Because silver and gold is a living species. It has value because it exists. And I know they didn't teach you this stuff. And because they didn't teach you this stuff, you are unaware of it. But if you knew the properties and you knew the allodial title that goes along with silver and gold, you would never question it because it's real. And so someone says, real money as in precious metals. Yes. I would also say that you use it also not only for precious metals, but you should be using it for acquiring food. You should be using it to acquire other assets such as farmland. You should be using it to create and moving it into other assets such as seeds. You should be using it as other assets as controlling real estate that has clean water on it. This is where you transfer currency for real money. And you shouldn't, but see what the system teaches us to do is to transfer currency for worthless items that are consumer based so that we will never engage in anything of value. We just got a bunch of worthless stuff. And this is why they glamorize that type of living, because they want you to be a consumer. A consumer is always price sensitive and never value aware. Most people that are poor, they're poor because of the overall education that they have. They have never been taught to identify value. Poor people always pass up investment or opportunities that have value. They always run into consumerism. And this system teaches that. And it perpetuates that mentality, because if you do not acquire assets, that means there's more assets for the overall system of subjugation and enslavement to continue to control. And by that control of that, you need them. They don't need you. They become your overseer. They oversee your life. Because you can't sustain your life. You need their economy. Very, very important stuff that we got to grab. So I'm going to go back to Brother Bragg. I think it was Brother Bragg that said Dave. Then we got, we'll go to L.A. Ramon right after that. Go ahead, Brother Bragg.
Yeah, Dave, I was just laughing, man. And excuse me, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was just, as you were standing there, I was thinking, man, as you stand there as surety for the loan, you are the collateral against the loan. And see, that's
right.
What, you know, once you see it that way, and the other part.
Say
of
that again,
that,
Brother Brad, because that's very, very important. Say that
you're the surety. You're the collateral against the loan, against the debt of this nation. Now, you're gonna have to do some research to catch up with me, and I hate to just start spitting shit. I'm sorry. pardon my language, I hate to just start spitting things indiscriminately that I don't give you references to go right behind me and check what I'm saying, but you can check everything that I'm saying. First of all, if you can,
well, I mean, who are you
can Google the Yellow Brick Road. What's the name of the Wizard of Oz? Google the original Wizard of Oz.
Yes, the original by Frank.
Man, and watch
what was that all about?
Man, that is mind-boggling. I watched that since I was a little kid back in the olden day, and I didn't get it until I was like 45 years old. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get it.
Yes.
And I really didn't get it then. The last 7 or 8 years, I really got it. That I'm starting to see through some shit, some things. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And it takes diligence to see through this stuff. Look, when you hear me saying things like 1781, the country was changed over. There was a new deal. The new deal was that they went from gold to silver. You was forced to take fiat. You didn't know that you had been had, and now you're running in a world that's backed by your credit. You don't even know you got this credit. I'm done because I'm going too far in. I'm done, man. Peace.
Much, much, much love. And so, so true. Yes, I would definitely say that you all need to, I would suggest that you get the original version of The Wizard of Oz, the one that Frank wrote, and I'm going to give you a couple of clues. The Emerald City, that's the green. Follow the Yellow Brick Road. Yellow bricks is known as the gold. And remember what Dorothy's original shoes were? Oh, they weren't ruby at all. They were silver. The reason. And then each of the characters represented the overall personalities of men that have been under the control of a fictitious wizard. So I'm not going to give it away. You need to, some of these things
you got to say the straw, man, because that, man, pay attention. You got to say that, Dave, because that'll make them pay attention. You got to say that part. Just pay attention to that straw, man, and follow his lead.
Yeah, but. Very, very, very true. So, Otis says you're still talking around it for us of the, for those of us who don't know. Well, not meaning to talk around. I think Otis is on the line, brother Otis. You there?
Yes, I am. I want to ask a question.
Yes, sir.
All right. Look, because I'm not even going to try to rattle with the information you gave me. I tagged that to go try to do the research and make sense of it as Brother Bragg is giving.
Yes, sir.
But I want to try to ask you something else too. Bringing it back to modern times, when you listen to the economists, the people from the Federal Reserve and all of this stuff, the understanding that I get is even with fiat money, that money is actually created in this system by loans, whether they be people walking to a bank or a company borrowing money. So what happens is, one money, you actually generate what they print and pump into the economy. That's my basic understanding of what they say. That money is created through lending or borrowing. That's why it's so lucrative. So my thing is, if that's the case, And the understanding from listening to Geithner and Bernanke and all the rest of them, even from the Chicago school, is supposedly they were taken off of the gold standard because if money is attached to pressure, I mean, if the economy is attached to precious metals, you can't mine them fast enough to actually have wealth. That's why we're on a fiat system of currency. That's my understanding.
Actually, a national lobby took place. I think Dave said that earlier too. Actually, a national lobby took place when they took the gold and silver. They legislated the gold and silver from the public. Now, if you go into the law books, you're going to find that the law says that only real money is gold and silver. The only way you can really pay your debts is with gold and silver. If you pay your debts any other way, you're paying a debt with a debt, so the debt is never paid. And by you extending that fiat into the realm of another debt, you create more debt because you leave that open end, because now we get into fractional reserve. and that's why I don't even want to try to explain it, because, man, my mind ended up roaming all over the place, man, facilitating, just following this stuff, because you got to really sit down. It's an abstract thinking, and it's actually dualities too. because you're dealing with dualities, and you straight. If you read things like the Egyptian Book of the Dead, then when you start looking at it, you'll be like, wow, did they model this after that? But I don't even know if that's how they model it, but that's how I see it. I see things in patterns. Peace.
Well, my question is, I understand that, and that's part of what's wrong with the idea of lending with interest, that you'll never, ever pay the debt regardless of the instrument you use. You're always going to be behind because whatever the remainder that you owe is also compounding interest. So it's not a winning situation. That's why we got a whole generation of people that are $1.4 trillion in debt for student loan, and just had a Congress that made it illegal to even have that, discharge in bankruptcy. In other words, you're tethered to debt for the remainder of your life, and it really doesn't matter what profession you're in if you paid to go to school in America.
You know, Otis, let me just say this, then we're going to go to commercial break. I'm so glad you called in, because what you said was, you know, very, very important. And this is what I always do. Whenever you hear economists, whatever they say, if you do the opposite, you'll be perfectly fine. If whatever they teach you, if you do the opposite of what they're teaching you, you'll do fine. One of the things that's very, very important is it's the golden rule. Those that control, those, you heard that before, the golden rules. Those with the gold make the rules. So very, very important. Here's some of the things that Otis said. That's so important. I hope you caught it. One, loans. Loans is nothing more than the creation of a debt instrument. Number two, they create money. And I'm going to tell you this. What they create, man can't create money. Never has created money, never will create money. Because money, what they create is currency. Only man can create currency. If you ever want to see what money is, you have to look at purely one thing, was what the great creator has made. Everything that the great creator has made is money. Man tries to artificially counterfeit what the great creator has made by making it currency, and they call their currency money so that you would subconsciously think that it has real value and that it's important and that it is necessary. But what is really necessary for is for ensuring ways and means. Your way of life provides for someone else's means of life. So man has never created money. They can't create money. This is why they hate silver and gold, because they can't patent it. They can't patent it because they didn't create it. So they have to discourage you from knowing the intrinsic value that money really has. And so what they always want to perpetuate to you is through economists and through their economic education system for you to substantiate and validate their lies. And it's very, very important that we know that. And I want to just read something to you all that's critical for us to get. And I'm going to read something from the Constitution, and it's Article 1, Section 10. And it says this, and I want you to think from a sovereign standpoint, from an independent, sovereign, self-determining person. Listen, no state shall enter any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque, and reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a legal tender in payments of debt. Stop right there. This is the Constitution. No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque, talking about enslavement, and reprisal. Only the federal government can do that. Coin money. Emit bills of credit. Bills of credit is currency, debt instruments. Make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. Let me ask you this, every single person here. Have you ever received a state income tax from the state that you live in? Every person here would say yes. Have you ever received any income tax from the federal government? Every person would say yes. Has the federal government or the state ever owed you anything? Yes. And I would say to you this. What did they send you as a form of their payment to you? They sent their overall currency. But the Constitution says you can't make anything but gold and silver legal tender for debt. That's because the Constitution doesn't apply to you. Whenever they create gold and silver, they're not creating it for the so-called people that are thinking that they are citizens. They are creating that gold and silver for the payment that they have to make to those that the Constitution was written for. And it was from the foundations of the individuals that created the contract. And they created the contract by a foundation. And they commonly referred to them by terms of endearment as the founding fathers. And those families to this day, everything that you work for goes to them. And they require that the government, they require that all states pay them in gold and silver. This is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. And until we start to get really educated in the difference between currency and money, and until we start to understand what's really happened economically, we will continue to be paid a slave's wage.
Hey, Dave.
Listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We got another caller in queue. I believe it's out of Denver, Brother Ramon. Ramon, is that you? Erico 720.
Hey, it's Angela.
Hey, Angela, how you doing, sister? Welcome to Tando Radio Show.
I'm pretty good, thank you. I was just listening.
Yes, ma'am.
In and I wanted to make a comment about Brother Bragg. You know, he just be dropping bombs everywhere, and I know we got to go do our research, but can he do list some books sometimes or some steps to getting out? As he said, you know, our mothers and fathers signed us over, you know, by doing the birth certificate. So now, tell us how to do that, how to, you know, get out of that, or give some ways of how to get out of that.
Great, great question, sister.
That's what I'm studying right now, sister. I'm in the midst of a whole bunch of legal terms and whatnot, and that's what I'm saying. Now, the more I know, let me express this to you how I'm rolling. The more I know, the more I know I don't know, so it keeps me working. So nobody's going to outwork me because it's a whole bunch of stuff that I don't know, and I work to find myself approved. So
yeah,
you just got to jump in there and be passionate about it. A lot of times I don't feel like reading 15, 20, 30 pages, but I will to get to what I need. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
When I get to the point where I think that I'm an expert or I really feel proficient, and I'll just throw things out, but all I'm doing is dropping jewels to make you study like I study. Because start studying, it's so certainly juicy, you're going to dig in. I can give you a couple of sites that I go to, things like that, but I have to sit down and go into my little gadget. You know what? If you go on Tando, some of the stuff that I talk about, you'll see it on Tando.
Like, okay.
I posted that Wizard of Oz on Tando.
Okay, I've looked at that. And I thank you for all that information. I really do. it does make me go out and look for it. I hope it does for a lot of people listening. It's just that you're all over the place sometimes. You know,
I am, though. And look,
Everything ties in, though.
Look, when the ancestors talk to you and when you're studying, don't fight. Roll with where they see you. That's how I follow kings. One day, when they've got time, I'm going to sit down and stumble up on some stuff. I already knew a lot of stuff about King James and 1 and 2. These are melanated brothers like you and me. They were having a war over in Europe because our people ran Europe. They had the Europeans or the Albanoids, whatever you want to call them, the British, the Romans, the Scythians, whatever you want to call them, Portuguese, Spanish. They had these people subjected for 700 years. They were slaves. The first colonies here in America, if you really check the 13 colonies out, you're going to find they started as penal colonies. They were the worst people from wherever in Europe. They sent them here. And the colonies became, when you go look at plantations, the plantation is the beginning of a new race of people. They planted a new race of people here on our country, on our land. Then they taught us we was from Africa. That's a whole nother conversation. Peace. I don't like that way I'm believing.
Right. Well, one more thing before I let you guys go. Thank you very much for all the information you give out over here on Black Talk Radio Network. And how are you getting those questions, Dave?
What's that, sister?
I hear you sometimes refer to questions that you're reading from maybe other listeners. Where are you getting those questions from?
Oh! Actually, excuse me. It's in the chat room that we have with the Uber conference chat room, and so we have a chat room that's there, and so people will write some things that's there, and so I'll see it from time to time in between me reading other articles and everything. So I go back and forth. Sometimes I miss stuff, but that's where it's in our chat room, sister. And how you can find it is you go to uberconference.com/ Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, got it.
Yes, ma'am. And it's there. You're so welcome. And let me just say this, sister. One of the great things about, and Brother Braggs and I talk about this all the time, sometimes whenever you start to seek out information, I like to say that Brother Braggs always says the ancestors, and I agree with that. And I just say this, the ancestor in you will start to resonate, and it will actually cause the attraction of different things to start to come to you. And I would definitely say don't fight it. Let's say you want to find out something about the economy, or you want to find out the difference between, you know, something about money and currency. Well, when you put that energy out, the universe lives. It recognizes that there is a sincere quest. There is a sincere journey. Mm-hmm. There's a sincere there's someone that wants to know. And what happens is that it's so amazing. The universe will provide. It always provides. And so it'll send you different things by different ways. It may pop up on your phone, and you may see it in the readings. And it may be something that you'll just happen upon on the internet, or some person may have that conversation. And I would always say we need to really develop our inner energy and resonate with that, because that will lead us always to the truth. And so it will come to you. You just need to put it out in the universe that you want to know about. And then all of a sudden when you do that, and then when you sacrifice what man has taught us to do, and not do those things, we sacrifice and die to those things and start doing other things, you'll be surprised of the plethora of information that will be thrown to you. And some of it may not even be in a book fashion or form. Right. It will just come to you from intuition. Mm-hmm. And I would say, don't discredit it. Develop it. and then it will become instinctive to you, and that's a beautiful, beautiful place to be. So, you know, you never always need to have validation by man. I would always definitely seek the truth. Because the truth doesn't need us. We need the truth. And the universal truths are always never hidden for us. We just have to make ourselves available, which you already have, sister. Watch how much information starts to overflow your being. And I would say that, one of the keys to a lesson is never really complete. What you learn in life is not really complete until you give away what it is that you've learned. Now the process has been complete, and you're going to do much of that. So looking forward to it, sister. Stay with us, call in, and greatly appreciate you. You add value to the overall conversation and the engagement.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Yes, yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
Okay, we got another caller out of, I believe it's my brother Thomas out of NYC. Thomas, go ahead, brother.
Peace, Steve. I wasn't able to check out the show, man. I've been busy all day, but I heard Brother Bragg there. And I just wanted to say, man, there's some books on, the perspective is that we were all slaves, but as I start researching, I find out that the first slaves here were white. And it's a book, White Cargo. It's a book, They Were White and They Were Slaves. And another one I don't have here, this is at my mother's, but it's called Bound, something Bound. But they pretty much lay out, this is, all made by white people, talking about the indentured servitude and how these white people were being kidnapped from Europe. You had to... if you have money, you had to have people protecting your kids, because if they found any kids, those kids was hot commodities. They were putting them on a ship the same day, sending them here to work on the colonies. So, there's definitely a lot of history about that. It's just not taught to us. And that's all I wanted to say, Dave.
Well said, brother. That's when you start to, L.A. Ramon, I was looking at some of what was put in the chat. I missed some of it. L.A. Ramon said Melanated Root gives out books a lot as well. Yes, definitely check out Melanated Roots with Tommy and my brother Mario. Great Rio is Tommy calls them. They give out things, but it's. And one of the things that I really, and I think that L.A. Ramon put it best, he said our internal poles, we really need to develop the flow in a true direction for our internal poles. Yeah, yes, I definitely resonate with that because, it's been in all of us all. I don't know if people really know that everyone can already tell what's going to happen before it happens. Everyone is clairvoyant. Everyone has every single person has super qualities, superhuman qualities. But all of those have been calcified by the by the schooling program of indoctrination that we've been in. We haven't received any education. What we've been taught is to regurgitate the schools, and they reinforce this over and over. They reinforce it by a piece of paper. A piece of paper is always a significant indication of a debt payment. Because think about it. Man creates paper ledger writings. The great creator creates sustainability of life sustaining forces. Man can't do that, so man has to write a manipulative story about how great they are, and they can only put that in their abilities of work. So I would definitely say that develop your inner self. That's the greatest gift that has been given to you, your free will and your energy is perfect.
need self. You don't need someone else to validate you. You don't need a piece of paper to acknowledge you, to doctrinize you, and you definitely don't need it to uphold your overall self assurances of who you are. You were created perfectly. Now, when you start to create in a more perfect way, in a more sincere, true way, then the overall universal truths, you too become on an eternal plane. Man always signs a certificate of death. Everything in debt, man writes down on a piece of paper, because that paper is a slave's wage. And they lie from the beginning to the end. I would just say this real quick before we end out about when our children are born. There's a ancestral or old ancestral way of birth where children were born with the mother standing up, the more natural way to help with the overall birthing process. And when the child was born or had made its journey into passage into the earth realm, that child was actually not put into the good hands of a doctor, for a doctor to spank them, for a doctor to violate them, for a doctor to physically abuse them. That child was born and it grounded itself in his birthright. There was no hands that was taking the child from the mother and taken into the servitude of the state. It was very symbolic when they would smack a baby, when they would take the baby from the mother and go straight to the doctors, the institution, to be for their footprint to be taken. Why did they take their footprint? Because their footprint was significant, was a significant ritual showing that their birthright was now being seized on a bond. Why they take the baby's footprint? When that child was to be grounded into what was given to them by birthright, by the great creator in all sustainability, that would be the living earth. And to have that bond with the living earth and all of the living entities that encompass and actually are coexisting within that ecosystem, that sustainable ecosystem of life. And we walked away from that by the schools. And until we start to get back to some universal truths, this lie will continue to be the bond and the burden of our physical existence. We got one more caller before we get out of here, a caller out of okay. So caller, welcome to Tando Radio Show. If you want to say your name, go ahead and say your name. I'm not quite sure who you are, but the floor is yours. Go ahead, brother.
Hi, Brother Dave. I like your show. Thank you
for
teaching my daddy.
Little mama, I love you so much. See, that's what it's all about. All right, Mel, I'm gonna get you. You got me again.
I snuck up
you
on
got
you.
Me again. What's up, brother?
I'm good, brother. Good, great show, man. And man, you made me not even want to put my little piece in with what you was just talking about. That was heavy, bro. I was just wondering. I was off topic again. I'm just wondering why with this new tax bill. Everybody's getting like bonuses, like $1,000, $1,500 bonuses at the end of, they had to do it before the end of the year. Like, I mean, they hurried up and gave them bonus due to the tax cut. I guess that's a write-off. But now they're saying that like 90% of Americans are going to receive wage increases this year due to this tax bill. And I'm like, man, something's cooking, man. I just wanted to get your take on something cooking, bro.
Yeah, I definitely. Brother, I definitely do, man. So, hey, man, I didn't ignore your call. I was actually driving, getting back, trying to get ready for the show. So I couldn't take it. But I saw what you, I saw what you sent, man. Greatly appreciate, man. Give my regards to Lil Mama, and greatly appreciate. And you know what, Big Mel? Before we go, let me just say this, and I want to say this very, very. The system always tells you. Winston Churchill said this, and I want you all to think about this. And I want you to think about this for the importance that you have as a living entity. And that gift that was given to you is so powerful. It's beyond the overall powers of the so-called super friends. You are more than superhuman. Winston Churchill said that history will be kind to England because England will write it. History will be kind to England because England will write it. What were they saying? They will be the ones that will institutionalize the schooling and the teachings from their writings. And that will cause a spell for everyone to think that they have to obey the laws of the Queen and ignore the true, sincere, natural, spiritual laws, not the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law of the universe. And this is why we've lost our identity. Okay, everyone, got to get ready to get out of here. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Much love, much respect. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind to chime us out of here, we'll talk to you all soon. Peace.
Can you hear me, Dave?
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Braggs. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you could hear me. We rolling.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.